Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It is 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm so happy to have Beverly Williams back on the show for our, for mine and her 7th anniversary. Beverly Williams is one of the world's top, maybe probably the universe's top home-based business expert. She's the co-author of the book, The 30-Second Commute, which is outstanding. If you're home-based or want to be, you got to have this book. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, and good morning to you.
It's good to have you back. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, same to you. It is indeed a happy Thanksgiving for us. I have many, many, many things to be grateful for and thankful for this year.
Well, I'm thankful for that I met Beverly Williams. That's what I'm thankful for right now. About 7 years ago, folks. This is, you know, as you don't worry, folks. We're not. I'm not going to celebrate my anniversary. And they got sick of last week because I didn't let it go. I milked it all week long. But this is, in fact, mine and your 7th anniversary of
right.
the show.
That's right. It is. I've been thinking a lot about that and thinking about all the things that have changed for you and I both, as well as for home based and small businesses in the 7 years that we've been doing the show.
Absolutely.
There have been a number of significant changes in the world. Certainly the technology is one of them. But, you know, just being able to, I'm thinking back to the first time you called me and asked me about being on the show.
I thought you called me and begged me to be on my show.
No. Your memory is warped.
Oh, okay.
You called me and begged me to be on your show.
Okay, all right. I knew one of us did some begging, but I couldn't remember. Somehow I forgot that it was me.
It was you at the time.
Okay.
but I remembered thinking, you know, here's another person calling and wanting me to be on their show and talk about home-based businesses. And
yet another talk show jerk, right?
Another talk show jerk is right. I'm sorry to say that. You are in the company of one of two people that I will consider doing their show anymore. There's another gentleman on a station in Washington, D.C. It happens to be a country music station.
You've been two-timing me, Beverly?
I have been. I'm sorry, Jim. I only do his show like once a year, so you know, you've got me all every other week. But one of the problems was that so many talk show hosts prefer to hear the sound of their own voice and think that they are the expert on everything. And I remember the first show that we did, getting off the air and thinking, wow, I actually got to talk. And that was really a pleasure. And it because of that, we have had such a long relationship.
So what you're saying is the reason we've had such a good relationship over the last 7 years is because I've shut up and let you talk. Is that the deal?
Well, yes, succinctly, that's it.
I found that that works well with other relationships that I have with females.
I forgot you can't be serious.
That's a good model, guys. In case you're wondering why you keep getting thumped on the head by the ladies in your life, you might want to follow that model. And I haven't always done a good job of that, by the way.
Well, seriously, indeed, I think that what you do in your show and through the internet is such a valuable assistance to small businesses. And, of course, home-based businesses are small businesses by anybody's definition. And, you know, being able to use this forum to help get information across to everybody in the country and beyond has really been a wonderful thing for me to be able to utilize. So I thank you. I think that what you've done has been wonderful.
Well, I appreciate that, Beverly. Well, you know, the things that I've learned from you is even though I had been a teleworker way back in the 70s for several years, and I was an employee, but I was a teleworker, so I worked from home when people didn't know what a teleworker was.
Right.
And then for several years in the late 80s and early 90s, I was truly a home-based business, even though I had that background.
Mm-hmm.
Until I started really doing what I'm doing, I was I guess I had heard the term home-based business, but I didn't think about it as a sort of a genre of small business. I have learned from you that it is. And I mean, it wasn't that I didn't appreciate it. It wasn't that I didn't know it was there. I just had never quantified it. I'd never given it its own space, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of people were in that same position. And unfortunately, for the longest time, the term home-based business had a very negative
connotation. It was pejorative, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. It really spoke of fraud.
Even though it was the original way of doing business.
People didn't think of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a tough battle for me and a lot of other people to try and change that perception. That was one of my goals when I started this whole thing, was to help change the perception of home-based businesses. And, you know, I don't know that I certainly can have much of the credit. I have to take some, but
you can take a lot of credit, Beverly. Don't be. I mean, I know it's your nature, but you should take a lot of credit, because I don't know anybody in the world who has single-handedly done as much to promote home-based business as you have.
Well, I thank you.
Well, that's the truth, ladies and gentlemen.
It has been my soapbox for a number of years. My husband says I have several, but this has been my biggest one. I really get very irritated when I hear people poo-poo home-based business people.
Mm-hmm.
It is a battle that, like I said, I've been fighting for 15 years now.
Well, I think one of the things I think you can do, Beverly, is I think you can take a deep breath and feel like that's a battle that I'm not going to say you've won it, but that you are winning. And the poo-pooers are on the route.
Yes, I'm.
They're in the minority today, and they're becoming the minority faster and faster.
Yes, very thankfully, I'm glad to hear that.
And it's because largely of what you said at the very beginning, technology.
Yes.
It's not so much that people got smarter. It's not so much that people got enlightened, Beverly, and said, "Whoa, you know, I've been wrong all this time."
Mm-hmm.
It's because of technology.
Right.
That technology has changed people's minds, hasn't it?
Yes. The technology has been a driving force for the number of people who have been able to even consider having a home-based business. I think that hand-in-hand has to go the change in the perception, though, the more positive word about home-based business.
Beverly, when we come back, let's talk about the things that home-based businesses have to be thankful for. What do you think?
I will be happy
Let's
to do that.
Let's do that right after these messages. Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, she is, in fact, the best. She's also the co-author, along with Don Cooper, of the outstanding book, just for you, The 30-Second Commute. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. I encourage you to check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget, when you're at my site, you can hear lots and lots of archives of shows that we've done with Beverly in the past. If you're a home-based business or want to be, and you'd like to find out where you can go and listen to somebody talk about what it takes to be successful in home-based business, you can hear Beverly do that in my archives and in her section. In fact, go to the archives, go to the home-based business section, or look for her in our Brain Trust members alphabetical list, and you can find all of them there. I don't know, there are, who knows, maybe a couple of hundred. I don't know. It's a bunch of them that we've done, and a lot of other things you can find on Beverly there, as well as how to find her book in the resources section, or in her section. You can also link to her book there, or you can just go straight to her website. Beverly, give it to us, please.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
All right, and so check that out when you get a chance, and look for Beverly's site. And, you know, Beverly, it's always, I get a lot of phone calls from writers about home-based business owners, freelance writers and people working for magazines and newspapers and things like that. And it's always nice to know that I can send them to you and you'll take good care of them. Because they find out real quick that that I know something about home-based business, but I'm not the ultimate knowledge base you are, and so I get them right over to you quickly. Beverly, let's talk about what home-based business owners should be thankful for today.
Okay.
You want to start?
I will, and I will start with technology. The continued advances in technology make it easier and easier not just to have a home-based business, but a business anywhere you happen to be. It's a movable business, temporarily or permanently.
You can work wherever you want to be.
Right.
In most cases, can't you?
Yes.
I have a new BlackBerry.
Do you really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the phone BlackBerry. I can get my email on it. It's got the little QWERTY keyboard that you can tap up messages easily.
Right.
I have my entire contact information, everybody's phone numbers in there and their email addresses and it's an amazing little device.
Yeah. And little is the word.
Yeah, and it fits in my pocket. My wife won't let me put a holster on my belt. But I put it in my pocket and it's the coolest thing. But anyway, I'm thankful for that kind of technology. Mm-hmm. You're thankful for technology, and I'm with you on that. But I'm thankful for technological convergence, and that's what that BlackBerry is.
Mm-hmm, right.
And here's another example: a home-based business got really a lot less cluttered when a home-based business owner for $150 or so could go buy a copier, fax machine, scanner, printer, all at one.
Yeah.
All in one device to sit in the very limited space of a home-based business.
You got it. That was, although it was a little concerning in the beginning until we all learned to trust that technology. Having all the machines in one was a little scary because what happens if something broke?
Well, exactly. That's always been the problem with consolidation like that,
right?
because that kind of convergence, you know, it used to be that way when you got a stereo and a remember a long time ago when we were kids, stereos and televisions combined and all that kind of stuff. But the thing is the beauty of it, this though, is that it's just $150 or 200 or whatever. I mean,
or
they're
less.
Not that much. I've forgotten how much they are, but it's not that much. If one of them breaks, throw it out. I mean, not that that's not a lot of money, but it's not going to break for a while.
Right, exactly.
And so you just don't worry about it. That's the cool thing about technology is that anybody can afford it today. That's another thing
to be
thankful for.
That's exactly right. The affordability of it. That when I look back at the first laser printer I bought and the first computer I bought, ooh, boy.
Man, my first one was actually a Xerox. Mm-hmm. A computer, I should say, and I got a deal on that because I was an employee back in 1982.
Ooh, that long.
Yeah. I've been on PCs that long, but I've been on computers since 75. But my next one cost me $4,000.
Wow!
It had no hard drive. It had 128K of RAM. and no hard drive. But my first laser printer. I bought a laser printer in the 80s. That thing cost $3,500.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to say, I got a bargain online. It was just under $3,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, look what's happened. So the thing is, I was dedicated. I mean, I was going to make it happen. I was going to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
So I was willing to spend the money, but a lot of people can't do that.
Right. But now they can.
Just
about anybody can afford it. That's the great part.
Beverly, I also want to change topics a little bit. I want to be thankful. Another thing I think home-based business owners should be thankful for, and that's to have family members who support them in what they do.
Absolutely.
I know you second that.
Absolutely. It's impossible to be a successful home-based business owner without that support. So, yes, anybody who is listening who has a family that's been supportive of them, make sure you do say thank you to them today. That would be very appropriate.
Right. Beverly, I'm thankful for you, too, because this wouldn't have been nearly as much fun without you for the last 7 years.
Well, and ditto. I've enjoyed it, Jim, and I hope we can continue for a long time to come.
As long as I draw breath.
Okay.
Thanks, Beverly.
Thank you.
Have a good holiday.
I will do. You same.
Best to John.
Okay.
See ya. Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The 30-Second Commute, BeverlyWilliams.com. Check it out when you get a chance. I'm going to come back after these messages, and I'm going to give you my traditional Thanksgiving message. I like this one. I hope you do, too. 29 After, the show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.